sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Carrie, good to see you again. How have you been?
Excellent. How are you, Dave?
Good. Interesting times.
Isn't it ever?
Of mortgages right now. Bank of Canada recently announcing that they are increasing their overnight lending rate by 25 basis points, or a quarter of a percent. So this is the rate that they lend money to the banks at. And that means that in some cases, the interest rates that people are paying on things that they are carrying, debt they are carrying, that's going to go up and it's going to be more money out of their wallet. But you're here to talk some people down off the ledge and put it in perspective.
Yeah. So there's been a whole bunch of rule changes, Dave, in the last five years on the mortgage. We've been hit twice because the January 1 rule, a lot of people that I talked to knew mortgage rules were changing on January 1. What those changes were, not a lot of people understood exactly how they were impacted. And now, you know, a couple weeks into January, we're now faced with rates are going up. So people are going, okay, well, what about me? I want to refinance. I want to buy a house. Will I ever qualify? Like, what's going on? I want to break it down so that you understand. And knowledge is power. So let's understand what's happening in the market, what has actually changed in the rules, and how you're going to be impacted. And then I can give you some, you know, some real tidbits on how can you save the most amount of money in this time and still qualify for a mortgage.
Yeah, because a lot of people are concerned, oh, am I going to qualify? Oh, I'm just so not anymore. That's not necessarily the case.
No, not at all. People are still qualifying. And, you know, it's the fear of the unknown. You hear the mortgage rules are changing and you know how expensive housing is and you know how hard it is to qualify or not qualify. So on January 1, Dave, the government changed the rules if you're putting 20% down or more when you're purchasing a house. You now have to qualify at a rate 2% higher than the actual contract rate.
Now, that doesn't mean you pay a rate 2% higher.
Unless you go to the bank and you pay retail, which some people still don't mind doing. If you come to me as a broker, I can get you a wholesale rate. You know, a wholesale rate versus a retail rate will blow your hair back. And there's no haggling. There's no, could you come a little bit down a little bit on that rate? Do I have to check with my manager? Dave, my wholesale rates are right here. Mm-hmm. What the wholesale rate is that I receive, and that's the beauty part of using me as your broker. I'm in your corner. The wholesale rate that you receive is the wholesale rate I get. Mm-hmm. So I turn around and pass every dollar of savings on to you. So when you're qualifying right now, if you come in with a 20% down payment or larger, you now have to qualify at a rate 2% higher than your contract rate. So that's the same whether you go to your own bank or you come to me. The rules are the same. What hasn't changed, Dave, is if you're buying a house with 5, 10, 15% down payment, those rules haven't changed. The qualification is the same. I'm still putting people into houses every day of the week based upon these rule changes. You can still buy a house with 5% down payment if you're going to live in it. Like there's still tons of provision in there. Mm-hmm. The qualifying buffer is higher. So what they're saying, what the government is saying is if your mortgage payment, say, is $1,500 a month, they want you to qualify as if the rate was a little bit higher and maybe you needed to make the payment at $1,800 a month. Is there enough room in your budget that you can still make the mortgage, you know, pay your taxes, put gas in your car, maybe food on your table, those kind of things that are important. Mm-hmm. That rule change that came in is only for people 20% down or more. It's a scary rule because it's going to impact a lot of people that have fixed incomes, large down payments, and as I like to call it, those people that are able to stretch a dollar far more than you and I as the average bear. They save a whole bunch of money on a very moderate income and then put it down as a down payment on a house. How the banks and the government used to look at that is they would kind of give them a little bit more leeway because they had more skin in the game. Mm-hmm. Now we have to play by the same rules, whether you have 5% in the game or 25% in the game. And what I mean in the game is with a down payment, your rules are still the same to qualify. Okay, that's pre-January, January 1. Now, the Bank of Canada comes out and says, we're increasing the prime rate. And people are going, oh my gosh, like, what's happening with this? Okay, the prime rate was at 3.2%, and they've increased it by a quarter point. So 3.2 plus a quarter point is 3.45%. Who this is impacting, Dave, is variable rate mortgage holders. So if you have a fixed rate mortgage, guess what? You're not impacted by this prime rate change. If you're pre-approving for a mortgage, you're not impacted by the change. If you're wanting to refinance, you're still not impacted by the change. However, if you have a variable rate mortgage, in fact, I have one, Dave, mm-hmm. and I brought the numbers in because I want to show you what's happened with my property on a variable rate mortgage and how this is impacting it. And very simply, it's this. The quarter percent increase has now increased your monthly payment between $12 and $13 a month per $100,000 owing on the mortgage.
Okay.
So, like, let's say you have a $300,000 mortgage, for example. You're going to be looking at about $36 to $39 a month increase. And people say, you know what? I can handle that. It sounds a lot better than, hey, the variable rate mortgages have increased. Increased to what? Is your payment now $200, $300, $400, $500 more a month? No, folks. Your payment is $12 to $13 more per $100,000 of mortgage. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's, yes, it's a change. And, you know, where we're feeling it the most is we've seen two Bank of Canada increases in the second part of 2017. So us variable rate mortgage holders, we're sitting there going, this is super sweet. We are saving money. And, you know, with a variable rate mortgage comes the risk. So what you're doing when you get a variable rate mortgage, Dave, is you're taking a risk with a discounted interest rate. You're not guaranteed the rate for the full amount of time. For example, this particular mortgage that I have, I owe $377,000 on the property. And people go, oh my God, You know, that's very common in these days. I have a mortgage too. The amortization is just over in the 24-year mark. I have a variable rate of 2.45% prior to the Bank of Canada changing, which is prime less 0.75%. My payments on the mortgage are $1,712 a month. The prime rate now has increased by a quarter percent, thus my rate has increased from 2.45 to 2.7. My payment now jumped from 1712 to 1759, a difference of $46.80 a month.
So roughly, as you're saying, $12 to $13 per $100,000 of mortgage.
Right. And so with that, Dave, what I have done over the term is I have taken, and this was a 30-year mortgage, I have taken a risk because I was only paying, you know, 2.45%. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I was paying 2.2. Prior to that, I was paying 1.95. So I have saved a whole bunch of interest in that term. Now, is a variable rate mortgage the best thing for everybody? Absolutely not. But if you're willing to take the risk, that's what's happened with the variable rate mortgages. Even more important, and I'm sorry, I'm not even giving you a chance to talk.
No, it's okay, because you've got so much here that people need to hear.
The other impact that I really need to drive home today, and I really need to make sure that you keep your money in your own pockets, is folks that have a HELOC, a home equity line of credit. Some people call them, some banks call them a quick line, some call them a home line, some call them different types of products. If you have a HELOC, we need to chat. And if that mortgage balance has been high or you haven't been able to pay that off, we need to chat.
So much more to chat about. We are going to pick up the conversation with Carrie Cardinal. And the easy solution, of course, is to get a Carrie Cardinal mortgage. That is the way to go. You can check it out on Carrie's website, carriecardinal.com. Or you can go to Facebook, Carrie Cardinal Mortgage Broker. So go to Facebook, look for Carrie Cardinal Mortgage Broker. Carrie's going to have a whole series of articles and updates and information for you regarding this increase from the Bank of Canada rate, how you can take advantage of the situation, and how not to be taken advantage of. So that'll be on the Facebook site, Check it out there. Back with more of The Mortgage Show after this.